而家读经嘅时间，今日取自喺马太福音嘅第一章18-25节。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18-25.
我哋用启言方式嚟读，先用中文读，用英文读出。
We'll be reading this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
马太福音第一章18-25节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。这一切的事成就，是要应验主藉先知所说的话。若失醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。一起读。只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph,before they came together, as she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife,For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God. When Joseph woke from sleep,He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife. Let's read this together. But knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
音乐前牧师为我证道，题目是《以马内利，神与我们同在》。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Emmanuel, God with us.
If you are familiar with the Gospels, there are two places, one in Matthew and one in Luke, where an angel announces the birth of Jesus.
如果你想熟悉呢个圣经嘅时候，圣经有两个地方，就系马太福音同埋路加福音有讲过，就话有天使系嚟到去预讲耶稣基督嘅诞生。
And at Christmas time, as many of you know, Emmanuel is one of the names of Jesus that we talk about and we sing about.
如果你熟悉圣经的时候，你听过就话，依个喺圣经讲话以马内利，就系、是、我哋好多时喺圣诞节嘅时候，我哋会讲会唱嘅一个字眼。
So my question to you this morning is this: What does Emmanuel mean?
所以今天早上我想问你就系话以马内利嘅意思系乜嘢咧
？See, that's our focus today, verse 23, because the text tells us that.
所以今天我哋就系去着重去睇嘅二十三节，因为就二十三节就系讲咗以马内利嘅意思。
It means God with us。
意思就系话神与我们同在。
This is on slide 2. Thanks so much. Consider with me this morning, if you will, ponder, meditate with me on verse 23 and the other portion of this passage we're going to look at in Christmas Eve.On these three things from the text.
So, 今天早上，我希望大家一齐去睇嘅二十三节，一齐嘅去睇，一齐去留意，去思想，究竟二十三节佢所讲嘅说话。
And they're on the slide here. Jesus Christ is God, is number one. He's also human, number two. And number three, he's with us.
所以我們看這三件事就是說第一件事就是耶穌基督就是一個神第二件事就是耶穌基督是一個人第三件事就是他與我們同在
So let's see first what Jesus, why Jesus Christ is God.
所以今天就是說第一件事就是為什麼耶穌基督是神
Because that's what the name Emmanuel means.
因為就是說這個以馬內的意思
You know, he's God. Matthew takes a passage from Isaiah 7, which was written many, many, many centuries prior to Matthew, and he quotes it.
就是說耶穌基督就是神,就是在經節裡面就說,就是取自在以賽亞書第七章,是很多很多很多年前已經寫了講座。
And as we just read, he says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
就在以賽亞書第七章已經一早的以前已經預講就說必有童女懷孕生子人要稱他的名為以馬內利
Now for centuries, Jewish religious leaders, Jewish scholars saw this as a prophecy.
很多年就是說猶太的領袖、猶太的讀者他們都看就說這個就是一個預言來的
And they didn't think it would be taken literally.
但他們沒想到就說真的好像文字上是這樣說法
In other words, they thought Isaiah 7, which was quoted, was talking about some great leader who would come and help Israel.
猶太人就會覺得就說其實可能以賽亞書第七章說就說將來會有一個很偉大的領袖會出來會幫助他們
And through the work of this human leader, God would be present amongst them.
就說這個偉大的領袖會出現,就說因為他的出現,神會跟他們一起,會興起以色列。
Now what Matthew is saying is, no, you're misunderstanding Isaiah.
但馬太就這樣說,你看錯了,這個不是經文所說。
Jesus Christ is God with us.
就說耶穌基督他就是一個神,他就是與我們同在。
And this is so, as the text explains, because there was no human being who created the pregnancy that brought about the life that was in the womb of Mary.
因為就是說沒有一個人在世界上能夠真的去做到一個以同精女去所生一個小朋友的途徑出來。
As Matthew explained, it was God himself.
這是完全因為是神,這真是一個神的緣故。
And this is literally God that Isaiah was prophesying about.
這就是說以賽亞他所預言所說的。
Now think with me for a moment. Okay, put on your thinking caps. Matthew, a Jew, was saying Jesus Christ is God.
大家試想一下就說, 馬太,他自己是一個猶太人,他說耶穌基督是一個神。
John, the apostle and the gospel writer, says, and this is on slide 3, Jesus Christ is the Word. He says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
約翰他寫經文說耶穌基督就是一個道,道與神同在,道就是神。
Paul, also Paul, a Jew, also, says in Colossians 2:9, and we looked at this in Sunday school, that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus bodily.
而保羅他自己都是一個猶太人,在哥羅西書的第二章都說,神是完全貫在耶穌基督裡。
He says, all of it, that means not just a third, or a half, or part.
他說耶穌基督不是說只是一部分,或者是三分之一是神。
All the Godhead, all the divine substance dwells in Jesus bodily.
就是神的全部神性是完全貫在耶穌基督裡。
In Sunday school, we looked at Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, right? For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
就話喺個哥羅西書第二章第九節講到話，因神本性本神誒、本性一切的豐盛都有形有體地居住在耶穌基督裡面。
Let me give you one more verse. It's on the screen here, slide 3. The Apostle Peter, another Jewish man, says this to Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
而彼得他自己也都是一个犹太人，他都在个彼得后书都咁讲，就话话写信给那些我们神和救耶稣基督之义与我们同一样宝贵信心的人。
So you can't miss it. Jesus Christ is our God.
所以这边讲就话唔同嘅章节都讲就话耶稣基督佢自己本身就系一个神。
And if you trace the gospel, trace Jesus' path in the gospel, all through the gospels, Jesus is constantly forgiving sins.
而睇到圣经入边，睇下福音书入边唔同嘅章节都讲就话耶稣基督佢喺唔同嘅地方去宽恕人嘅罪。
Everybody knows only God could do that.
大家都知道就话只系神先能够去宽恕人嘅罪。
And Jesus is always saying in the Gospels, "Oh, I'm going to come back to judge the earth."
耶稣基督佢自己都讲话，我会再翻嚟去审判呢个地方。
See, only God can do that.
而只有神先能够可以咁讲。
And one point, Jesus actually says, "Before Abraham was." He says, I am. That's the divine name in the Old Testament. I am.
也在圣经里面有一个地方讲，就是耶稣基督他自己讲，就是在这个亚伯拉罕以先已经有我。他说已经有我，我的意思在圣经里面讲，就是一个神的代表。
Jesus takes the divine name upon himself.
耶稣基督他用神的名去同他用他自己的名去好像神一样。
So we see in the scriptures over and over and over again, Jesus Christ, a Jewish man, says, I'm God.
耶稣基督他自己很多不同的地方都说，就是代表了他所意思，就是我就是一个神。
And thousands of his Jewish followers said he was God and came to worship him as God.
而很多的不同的人，很多当中的都有很多的犹太人来到去听到之后，都是去跟随耶稣。
Now here's the reason why I'm emphasizing that all these people were Jewish.
我着重当中刚才所说，就是很多人当中是犹太人。
Of all the people groups in the world, the Jews' worldview, their religion, their understanding of God made them the least likely group of human beings that could believe that a human being could be divine.
而在这个世界上这么多不同的人，特别是在犹太人当中，以他们的观点，以他们的宗教的观点，他觉得就是犹太人其实是最不能够去相信一个人能够在可以是人，也都是神。
Many of you know this. Eastern religions understand God as a sort of a force. He's a force. God's a force in everything.
但东方的宗教去看，就说神的意思好像是一个的推动力。
And so those with an Eastern religion background, then God is in us or in a person or is alive in a person, it's not a big problem.
所以以东方的东方的思想来想，就是说神它好像一个力量在我们生命当中去运行，我们很容易去理解到。
Also the Greeks, the Romans back then had legends of who? Zeus, Mercury, or people like that coming down in human form.
而当时的有希伯来的人，他们当时是相信有宙斯，他们觉得有一个宙斯的神，他们那些神希伯来的神会来在天上落来地下里，会成为人的身体。
In comparison, in contrast, the Jews, out of reverence and fear, wouldn't even pronounce the name of Yahweh.
但是最不同就是犹太人当中，他更加，但是他们反而他觉得他们不可以去自己去宣称神的名。
They wouldn't even spell it out.
他们不可以去讲神这个名讲出来。
Yet Jesus Christ, by his life, his claims, his resurrection from the dead, convinced his closest followers that he was not just a prophet come to tell you how to find God.
但耶稣基督他透过他自己的生命，透过他的去的神迹，将人死人都能够将他复活，去表明了他的能力。
He was God come to find us.
而表明了就话佢自己就系个神，佢系嚟到嚟揾 我哋。
Every other religion differs from Christianity here.
但係其他嘅宗教同基督教係完全唔同。
I put this on slide 4. Every other religion was founded by someone who was a prophet, a sage, a teacher, or who came to tell how. Okay, here's step 1, 2, 3. How to find God.
但其他嘅宗教就好似完全唔同，佢哋会话有一个嘅先知，为有个方法去讲，就话哦，你跟住一二三四，你就可以去揾到神。
As you can see on the slide, Christianity says no, no. Our founder Jesus Christ is God come to find you.
但基督教嘅完全就唔同，就话基督教佢自己神，佢自己亲自嘅系嚟到嚟揾你。
That's the claim.He's God. What does that mean?
就話耶穌基督佢自己就係神，依個係咩意思咧？
Well, it means at least three things. Of course, it means a lot more, but I only have time for three things.
耶穌基督佢宣稱自己係一個神，意思係咩嘢咧？有三樣嘢去講解。
It means crisis, grace, and hope.
佢嘅意思即係話有三點。第一樣就話係耶穌基督係一個依個人生入邊嘅轉折點，亦都係一個嘅盼望，亦都係一個嘅恩典。
Now, why do I say crisis?
點解話咩意思咧？係一個轉折點。
Well, the claim that Jesus Christ is God Himself, come in the flesh, come incarnate, creates a crisis.
耶穌基督佢嚟到依個佢自己親自嚟依個世界上，去喺我哋生命當中成為我哋人生入邊嘅轉折點。
You can check on your phones. Dictionary definition of a crisis. It says this: a crisis is a stage in a sequence of events.At which the trend of all future events, especially for better or worse, is determined.
我哋中文字典去睇入一个转折点，就系话喺人生入边嘅当中，好多唔同嘅事件发生嘅时候，系有一点有一样事嘅发生，会令到你去系去到啱啊，或者系错嘅地步。
My wife Miranda is facing a crisis concerning her health.
譬如話牧師嘅Miranda， 佢而家有病嘅時候，係佢嘅病嘅當中，佢人生嘅轉折點。
She's battling stage 2 cancer。
嚇！而家佢發現到係自己有第二期嘅癌症。
That's a crisis, a fork in the road。
依個疾病就係佢人生入邊嘅轉折點。
A crisis is you get to a place where you have to choose this way or that way, this treatment or that treatment.
呢、这個轉折點就係話你要去選擇，究竟你係揀依一樣啊，定揀依一樣咧？你揀依個嘅治療啊，定揀依個嘅治療咧
？And it makes all the difference which way you choose。
你令到你去選擇嘅時候會有唔同嘅效唔同嘅結果。
If you go this way, you go in a completely different direction than if you go that way。
因為你去揀依樣嘢嘅時候係完全同你揀依樣嘢唔同。
And the claim that Jesus Christ is God.Is a crisis.
所以話我哋去明白耶穌基督就係我人生嘅轉折點。
Now, how is that?
我點去睇咧
？Well, when you actually see Jesus moving about in the gospel accounts and doing things like speaking, ministering to people, he's always putting people like you and me into motion.
當我睇聖經嘅時候，睇到就話耶穌基督佢講嘅説話，佢去宣稱一啲嘅説話嘅時候，我哋會聽到佢嘅講道嘅時候。會令到我人心入邊有一個感動。
We talked about the billiard ball and pool in Sunday school。
嚇，咁好似喺今日主日學入邊講到好似打桌球入邊個波咁樣。
I can use that illustration. Jesus is like a giant billiard ball。
嚇，耶穌基督就好似一個特別大嘅一個嘅桌球嘅波。
Why do I say that? When he comes into contact with anybody, even just giving a sermon, giving a talk, immediately everybody he comes in contact with.Is set in motion.
就话佢耶稣基督佢所讲嘅说话，佢做嘅咩嘢？当佢神嘅说话去到人嘅心底入边，能够去将到人嘅心入边有一个感动。
Now what kind of motion?
依个系咩嘅感动咧
？Well, there are all kinds. For instance, and you see this in the gospel accounts. Some people are so furious and angry at Jesus that they're rushing at him to try to throw him off a cliff.
有咩感動呢？有人聽到唔同嘅講道，有唔同嘅反應。有啲人又好似聖經面所講，就話聽到之後就話我好反感，好憎恨。好似入邊講到就話有人咧想殺死呢個耶穌基督。
They try to kill him. Other people are so scared when they encounter Jesus, so terrified. You know what they do? They run away from him.
有些人聽到神的道之後，好似有啲人聽到耶穌基督所講嘅説話之後，佢哋好驚，佢哋驚點啊？佢走咗。
They say something like this: "Get away from me! I know who you are."
有些人就話：我聽到你嘅道，我知道你係邊一個。你離開我，我唔想聽到你嘅説話。
You see how Jesus puts everybody in motion? Others are throwing themselves down on the ground before him and worshiping him.
但有啲人就聽咗之後就話：啊，就係感動到佢哋要趴喺地下度去聽神。
Everybody Jesus encounters is in motion because of his claims of who he said he is.
因為耶穌基督他講自己是哪一位，就令到人有不同的感動，有不同的反應。
You have to just throw everything down and center your whole life on him.
所以我們聽到神的說話的時候，我們要放下我們身邊我們所有的東西，要去聽究竟他所講的是什麼說話。
If he's not who he said he is,
如果他所說的說話不是說他自己不是神,
then he's either someone to hate or someone to run away from.
如果他所說的說話不是他所宣稱的時候，要是我們就應該去離開他，要是我們就應該跟隨他。
It's on slide 5, but you see people in the Bible running to him, trying to kill him, running away from him, being scared of him, and others throwing themselves down on the ground, worshiping him.
所以当耶稣基督他自己宣称自己神的时候，他所讲的说话的时候，人有当时有不同的反应，人有些人要想杀咗他，有些人惊到要即刻走，亦都系有人要跪低即刻去跟随他。
But one thing you never see in the Bible, when anybody actually confronts Jesus and hears him, no one says nice talk.
但是在当中有不同的反应，但是你不会找到有人会说，哦，你说的说话不错，挺好听啊。
No one who encounters Jesus in the Bible says, maybe I'll think about what you have to say.
裡面當中沒有人會反應會說，等我想想你剛才所說的說話。
Or I won't consider what you say until I retire, until I'm less busy in life.
或者說，當我沒那麼忙的時候，我再想想你所說的說話。
Let me be as respectful as I can to say this.
我很有禮貌的這樣去說。
The world is filled with people who just believe in Jesus, but it doesn't completely revolutionize them.
就話呢個世界上有好多個人，佢可能係只係好表面上去相信耶穌基督，但係冇完全嘅能夠去將佢哋嘅生命有完全嘅改變。
There is no crisis before them.
佢有聽過耶穌基督，但係佢哋人生入邊冇呢個嘅轉折。
Why is it then that they haven't been pushed down into anger against him?
為什麼他們聽了之後沒有覺得有很大的反應呢？
Or why is it that they haven't been terrorized and they flee from him?
為什麼那些人的反應不會說，要是就想推開他，或者聽到耶穌基督的反應，或者想離開耶穌基督呢？
Or why haven't they been pushed down into absolute obedience, surrender to God?
或者為什麼有些人不會說聽完耶穌基督的福音的時候，會完全的跟隨他呢？
Why do people say today, maybe right here in this room, oh, I believe in Jesus.
或者說為什麼有些人會說，可能在座當中都可能會有，我信啦，我聽到都好像挺信啦。
A little religion is good.
信些少的福音是不錯的。
But let's not get carried away.
但是不要說信得那麼真。
Because I got a lot of living to do.
因為我生命當中有很多事要做。
I know how to live my life. No one tells me how to live.
因為我生命當中我有很多事我自己要去做，沒有人能夠告訴我怎樣去過我的生命。
Yet I say this respectfully to you. If you're saying that today, if you're saying that today, it means either you have no idea what Jesus actually says to you, or you refuse to process what Jesus is saying.
如果你今天的早上仍然覺得還是這樣的，覺得不需要完全去相信耶穌基督的時候， 你可能你完全未能夠去明白耶穌基督的意思，或者你只是心裏面心硬，你不想去接受。
You're not willing to consider what Jesus is telling you.
你不想去接受就是耶穌基督所跟你說的說話。
And, you know, that means you have no intellectual integrity.
所以就說你是不是你很心硬,你不去聽呢?
And the reason why is you refuse to engage in conversation about Jesus.
就說我們不想打開你的心去跟神有一個溝通。
Jesus being God is a crisis.
所以耶穌基督是一個神,祂是在我們生命當中,祂明白是我們人生裡面的轉折點。
But Jesus claiming to be God is a comfort too, and a hope.
耶穌基督除了人生裡面的轉折點之外,也是我們人生裡面當中的一個安慰。
And he's a comfort and hope because of that second word, describing God come to find us. It's all about his grace.
因為他來到是成為我們的盼望,譬如我們的安慰,因為完全的因著他的恩典。
Emmanuel, God with us.
就說以馬內利,神與我們同在。
The incarnation is God himself come to earth.
就說這個神祂自己道成肉身,來到這個世界上。
And other religions say God sends a prophet. God sends a sage, a teacher, and tells you, oh, here's how you live.
但其他宗教就告訴你,其他宗教有些先知,有些道士來到這個世界上,教你應該怎樣去找這個神。
Here are the steps you need to do to find enlightenment.
就說你做些什麼,你就會有這個啟示去找到神。
Here's the formula to please and to connect with God.
現在就說,又要做到這件事,那件事,你就能夠得到一個喜,得到一個討悅,就能夠去跟神有一個溝通。
But Christianity says, no, that wouldn't be good enough.
但是基督教跟你說,不是這樣。
Because you'll never be able to do what we should do.
因為就說耶穌基督,聖經裡面告訴我們,無論做得怎麼好都好,我們都不能夠靠我們自己的能力,去能夠去自己找到神。
And therefore God had to come himself and do what we couldn't do for ourselves.
就說神要自己親自來這個世界上,去做到我們人不能夠做到的工作,去找到神。
He doesn't send someone.
神不要說他自己,叫人來幫助我們。He
doesn't send a committee report, a preacher or a prophet just to tell you how to save yourself.
他不是說只是叫一些教導師,一些先知叫你應該怎樣去找神。
God comes himself to save you.
而神祂自己親自來這個世上去拯救我們。
That's grace. God come to find us.
就說耶穌基督神祂自己來到這個世界上去找到我們,這就是一個恩典。
The Bible's narrative of the world is God did not originally make the world into a place the way you see it now.
原來看聖經的時候,神本身這個世界是不是好像我們現在這樣的世界。
You know, there was no disease originally when God made this place.
原本這個世界上是不會有戰爭,不會有疾病。
There was no death.
是沒有死亡。
There was no hatred.
是沒有一個爭拗,有一個不喜歡對方。
There was no strife, war, poverty, conflict.
是沒有一個貧窮,沒有一個戰爭。
It just wasn't there.
是沒有的,當時的,以前從前的世界。
So why would we have those things in the world?
但為什麼這些東西進入到這個世界當中?
Well, the Bible's narrative is we've turned away from God.
因為我們人去離開了神。
Has God abandoned us then?
那是不是說神去離開我們呢?
Christmas says, no, that is not so.
但是就說不是。
Because the last word describing God come for us is hope.
但是就說神來到我們當中,神與我們同在,就是說因為著這個盼望。
Because that's the meaning of Christmas. That's the incarnation. God has not abandoned you.
這個盼望就是說神就告訴我們,就是說神沒有去離開我們,沒有去丟下我們。
You know, he didn't have to come.
你知道神祂自己本身不需要來到這個世界上。
He could have said, you deserve this. So be it.
祂可以說,你們做錯,你們去承受你們應該做錯的後果。
Because he's right, we all have gone against him.
是對的,因為我們每一個人都是有犯罪,離開祂。
None of us does his will with our lives wholeheartedly and consistently as he demands.
我們每一個人是完全的心裡面,一個清心的去跟隨神。
We are truly rebels, that is true.
我們每一個人都是犯罪,是真的。
we are against him, yet he comes for us.
我哋每个人都系去犯罪，去离开佢，但系佢仍然嘅亲自嚟嘅世界上去拯救我哋。
And he came not to judge, but to save, to seek that which was lost.
佢嚟到唔系只系话去审判我哋，而去嚟去拯救我哋，去寻找我哋。
He doesn't come with a sword in his hand to smite us.
佢耶稣基督嚟嘅时候，唔系话嚟住系攞住一把刀嚟杀我哋。
Right, if he did, none of us would be here.
如果系佢咁做嘅时候，我哋冇一个人能够去生存。
No, he didn't come with a sword in his hand. He comes to have nails to be put into his hands.
而佢嚟点样啊？佢嚟嘅世界上就系被钉呢个十架，佢手上面有一个钉痕。
Because Jesus came to save sinners, so someday he could come back and wipe clean all the sin and evil in this world.
耶稣基督就是来这个世界上被钉十架去拯救这些罪人，好叫有一天他再回来的时候，将这些罪完全的在这个地上去拿开。
That's why Christians are the most hopeful people in the world.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们有盼望。
Because the Bible makes clear everything that's wrong with this place will be made right.
我就明白就是说，这个世界上所有的不好的东西，错的东西，终有一日耶稣再一次回来的时候会完全去做回对。
And Christmas means God has not abandoned us.
而圣诞节的意思就是告诉我们，就是说神他没有离开我们。
God has come for us to restore, renew and redeem.
就说神他没有离开我们，没有离弃我们，而反而他是 来到回来是去恢复，去重新去救赎我们。
Or to put it in a nutshell,He makes all things new.
意思就是说，他将所有的东西去重新。
And if you're a Christian today, you're in process to be transformed into His likeness.
所以说，若然你是基督徒的时候，你是你的生命当中是慢慢的是被改变。
And sin will no longer hold you back.
是慢慢的改变，更加去障碍，是更加的就是说这个罪不会，你不会被罪是个捆绑。
Sin will not hold you down.
你不会被罪去压制住。
And the reason is the battle's been won by Jesus, the divine warrior.
我们知道，因为这个真战，耶稣基督已经战胜了。
Right, he came not with a sword. He came to die to conquer sin, death, and hell for us.
而就是耶稣基督，他没来 的时候，没拿住一把刀剑。他来的世界时就是钉在十架上，但他战胜这个死亡，钉在十架上。
And he will restore the world and vanquish sin from it.
而他是去将这个世界去恢复，而他是将这个罪去战胜。
But Jesus came down to earth not to put everything right yet.
但他来到这个世界上，他没有完全的，还没完全的将所有东西去矫正回来。
That's what hope is, not yet. That day will come. His word is true. It will come.
这个就是我作为基督徒的盼望，就是说他未完全做完这个工作，就是说有一天终日他会再回来。
But he's not yet having completed making all things new.
就是说他未完全的将所有东西去更新。
That's why it's so important for us in the gospel age to proclaim.
所以就我作为基督徒的，我们很需要的，就是在这个福音的时间，我们去宣讲这个福音。
Because the Holy Spirit is present in God's people.
因为圣灵在所有基督徒的生命当中。
He's at work now in you.
就说圣灵在我们每个基督徒的生命上去作工。
And despite what you see, the minuscule things of the kingdom of God, His kingdom is advancing.
而且就说无论世界怎样都好，你看到就说耶稣基督的国度是继续的扩张。
And Christmas reminds us of that.He has come for us.
而圣诞节就话俾我知，就系提醒我哋就话佢系会嚟，已经嚟去嚟到呢个世界上。
And the hope of Christmas reminds us that someday He's going to put everything right when He comes again to judge the earth.
而呢个盼望就系话佢会再一次嘅翻嚟，将佢喺呢个世界上再审判。
You really need to grasp this. You have to understand that Jesus is not just a teacher.Who comes to kind of give you good advice?
大家要明白就话耶稣基督佢嚟呢个世上唔系只有好似一个导师，话俾你知咩应该有嘅点样去做。
Right, he's come to rescue you.
而佢嚟到世界上系真系嚟拯救你。
Which is both a crisis as well as an incredible comfort and hope.
所以耶稣基督来这个世界上，他是一个神，他是在我们人生命当中的转折点，也都是给我们一个安慰，和给我们一个盼望。
But I'd be remiss not to also tell you that Jesus is not only fully God, but fully human.
但都记住就是耶稣基督他自己不单只是一个完全的神，也都是一个完全的人。
And that's on slide 6. He's a human. He's not just divine.
也都是我们讲的就是神不单只是一个神，耶稣基督不单只是一个神，他也都是一个人。
Again, that's part of the doctrine of the incarnation.
这就是这个我所相信的道成肉身的意思。
Jesus is fully God and fully man.
他是一个完全的神，也都是完全的人。
And yes, it's true that Jesus who was born in a manger is really God.
他是一个神但他是在马槽里面出世。
You know, for the last 20 minutes or so I've been trying to explain that.
我刚才所说的话。
But he's also really human.
他仍然是一个神但他仍然是一个世界上成为一个人。
And I have to touch on that about his humanity briefly, you know, to give you a balance, right, in your mind, because you're going to come to the Lord's table in a few moments.
我们需要去向你讲解，因为咧会帮助我们明白应该我们所领嘅圣餐。
And so I'm just going to cover two things about his humanity, what his humanity means: infinite consolation and joyful humility.
就系话耶稣基督点解我哋所要去讲，就话神耶稣基督佢自己嘅人性，其实代表咗佢嘅有个无限嘅安慰同埋佢嘅谦卑。
And so what does infinite consolation refer to?
咁所讲话耶稣基督佢嘅人性讲解到佢个谦佢个无限嘅安慰嘅咩意思咧？
Well, if you really suffered over something, you feel pretty lonely, don't you?
当我人生入边去受苦嘅时候，你会觉得好孤单。
You know, when you're happy, joyful, and things are going well, you feel kind of part of the human race.
当你好开心的时候，你人生里面觉得好顺意的时候，你觉得做人几好咁样。
But when something really bad happens to you, you feel pretty lonely.
但系当有人生入面当中有受苦的时候，有挫折的时候，你觉得自己人生入面好孤单。
You feel like people don't understand. They don't really get it. They don't really understand your situation.
你觉得人咧就唔能够去明白你所经历嘅感受。
And sometimes people start trying to console you, but you don't want to hear it.
有啲人咧可能会嚟到你嘅当中就话同你安慰你，但系你觉得你唔好想听。
Because you've convinced yourself in your mind, you say they don't really understand the gravity of what I'm going through.
但系你唔好想听，点解你会觉得就话你都嗰个人，你都唔能够去经历过我要经历嘅嘢，你点能够去感受到我感受嘅嘢咧？
But when you actually meet somebody who's been through exactly the same thing, you trust them.
但系如果你遇著一个人，佢有同你同一个经历嘅时候，你会好乐意嘅去听佢嘅经验，你好乐意去听佢嘅劝告。
You say, you know, what this bad experience feels like. You know, because you've been through it.
你会好乐意去听，因为你知道就话嗰个人系经历过同一样嘢。
You understand me. You know my pain.
你觉得话你系真系明白到我嘅感受，你系去听到我嘅感受。
And so we pour out our hearts to that.Person.
原来你有遇到咁嘅人嘅时候，你会好乐意嘅去宽谈你所感受嘅心中入边嘅忧虑。
And when that person who suffered the same experience as you are, you listen, you perk up.
原来嗰个人同你有同一个有经历过同一样嘢嘅时候，你会完全嘅去听人哋所讲嘅说话。
Because you give great credence, weight to their opinion.
因为你会好留意佢当中佢所讲嘅经验，佢嘅提议。
Why? Because they've been through your ordeal.
点解你会听啊？因为人哋感受过，人哋经历过啊嘛。
That's why when you lose a loved one, the person comes alongside. If that other person lost a loved one, there's much comfort there.
所以话，譬如话，当一个人佢生命当中有个亲人又死咗时候。有个人亦都系亲人死嘅时候嚟安慰佢嘅时候，你会好听佢个讲嘅说话。
When a special loved one is suffering right before your very eyes with something serious, but somebody comes alongside that had the same situation, you perk up, you listen.
所以就话，当你去遇到一个人同你有同一个灾难或者同一个嘅受苦嘅时候，你会去特别系留意去听嗰个人嘅说话。
Because they know the gravity of your suffering. So whether it's Graves' disease or cancer or heart ailments or dementia or autoimmune diseases, they know.
可能當中所講的譬如說是一個癌症，是一個腸胃的疾病，可能是一個很大的病，如果那個人是同一個疾病當中的時候，你會很明白他當中所講的勸戒，他當中的提議。
Because we all deal with some ailment, some despair in this place.
當中人生裡面，我們會經歷到我們人生裡面很多不同的受苦。
And there will be time when we ourselves struggle with our health.
當中人生裡面，我們自己的都可能要有身體當中有疾病的。
And we often ask that why question to God.
我們很多時候，當我遇到這樣的情況的時候，我們很多時候會問神，為什麼？
But it's a lot different when someone comes alongside us that knows that suffering because they've been through it.
但很特別的，你會去聽那個人，特別那個人去同一個災難。
So when you're going through an ordeal, you want to talk to somebody who's been through that prior to you and your present situation.
所以人生裡面，當中我們會容易的去聽一些人同我們有同一個感受。
And you seek those people out, and they understand because they've been through it.
我們會同那個人特別好傾，我們特別的去留意他所講的說話。
My friends, only Christianity teaches God became not just a human being. He came a human being born in a manger, in a barn.
唯有基督教所講就話，神佢唔單止係一個神，佢唔單止一個人，亦都係佢一個人嚟去喺個馬槽入邊出世。
He knew about poverty.
呢個耶穌基督佢明白呢個嘅貧窮。
Jesus knew about betrayal.
佢明白就話被欺騙。
Jesus knew about suffering.
耶穌基督佢明白呢個嘅俾人嘅欺騙，俾人嘅叛逆，亦都明白呢個嘅受苦。
He knew about death.
耶穌基督佢明白死亡。
In other words, whatever you're going through.
意思就是说，无论你生命当中你感受啲乜嘢嘅，经历过乜嘢嘅，
God has been through it.
耶稣基督神佢亦都经历过。And
He can understand perfectly what you're feeling.
耶稣基督佢完全嘅明白你所经验嘅感受。And
won't you ponder with me then this Christmas?
我希望大家能够去思想我刚才所讲嘅说话。
This Christmas season, right? Especially right before we partake of the Lord's Supper.
特別係喺聖誕節嘅時候，我哋去領受聖餐之前。
God became flesh. He became vulnerable.
就耶穌基督神，佢自己嚟呢個世界上，佢自己去打開自己。
Became someone who suffered.
佢嚟到去受苦。
Now that doesn't immediately tell you what the reason is for your suffering.
聖誕，耶穌基督聖誕節呢個意思，唔係話俾我哋知我點解要去受苦。
If you're suffering presently,
如果你當中而家係受緊苦嘅時候，
and you look at Christmas, it still won't tell you why you have to go through this hardship.
如果你而家嘅生命當中嘅時候，你係受緊苦嘅時候，喺呢個聖誕節嘅期間，冇話俾你知點解你會受苦。
Because Christmas doesn't tell you what the particular reason you're suffering is.
聖誕節唔係話俾你知點解人生入邊有受苦。
It doesn't answer that.
聖誕節冇咁嘅解釋。
But Christmas does show you what the particular reason for your suffering isn't.
但聖誕節嘅話俾你知就話我哋受苦唔係因為啲乜嘢。
It isn't that God doesn't love you.
就話聖誕節意思就話人生入邊當中嘅受苦唔係因為神離開你。
It isn't that God doesn't care.
唔係因為神唔關心你。
It isn't that God is so remote and different. How could He ever care about you?
唔係神話佢好遠好遠，唔能夠去明白你嘅感受。
Oh, Christmas tells you He came. He plunged Himself into our humanity. He is God with us.
佢自己嚟到呢個世界上，佢自己去感受嘅受苦，佢係一個神。
He understands your suffering.
佢明白你嘅受苦。
That's why you could go to Him. That's why you could draw near to Him. That's why you can trust Him and follow Him.
所以先至你能夠去跟隨佢，你能夠去聽佢嘅説話。
It's on the last slide, slide 8. Traditional Christian theology says that when God became flesh, When God came to earth in Jesus Christ, he didn't empty himself of his deity.
在圣经里面所讲就话，我们所相信的这个神的说话的时候，当神去来到这个世界上，耶稣基督，他没有倒空了他自己的神圣。
As we sang in a hymn, he did empty himself of his glory.
但是他倒空了他自己的荣耀。
In other words, when Jesus was walking around, he was still God. But he emptied himself of his glory.
什么意思就是说，当他在地上去行的时候，他自己在地上的时候，他去倒空了自己，他仍然都是一个神，但是他倒空了他自己的荣耀。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？刚才所说的。
Well, what it means is when Moses in the Old Testament even got near, just got a little near the outskirts of God and his glory and radiance, what happened? He almost died.
有人记得大家在旧约的时候，当摩西去上西奈山的时候，神去显现的时候，摩西怎样？他的光光到他想死这样。
But when Jesus, as we see him on the pages of the New Testament, with his glory veiled, hidden, left behind, he walked down the road, you don't even need sunglasses to look at him.
但耶稣基督在新约的时候怎样？他的荣耀，他遮盖，他用他自己遮盖了他自己的荣耀。我们当时的门徒能够很直接的去见到耶稣。
In fact, Isaiah, in Isaiah 53, as he prophesies about the Messiah, says he wasn't all that great to look at.
在以赛亚书第53节都讲过，就话这个将来的神不会话好荣耀咁出嚟嘅，你能够可直接见到佢嘅。
And what Isaiah means is Jesus very ordinary.
你睇到佢一个好似好普通嘅人。
Jesus Christ, God, emptied himself of what? Not his deity.
耶稣基督佢自己嘅神，佢冇倒空咗佢自己嘅神，佢自己。
When it says he emptied himself of his glory, it means his glamour.
他倒空了的就是说他的荣耀，他的光荣。
That's why when the Bible says he made himself of no reputation.
他倒空了他的光荣，就是说倒空了好像他的名声。
And as a result, Christians must never be starry-eyed about glamour, as this world is enamored by glamour.
所以我作为基督徒的，我们不是说去追求一些看到一些要很光明啊，很叻嘅，很高声望的人。
It means, for example, Christians should never be snobs.
所以就我作为基督徒的，我们不是说成为一个很势利的人。
That means Christians should never be people who just want to climb the social ladder, scale the heights.
所以我作为基督徒的，不是说我们想去一味向上升，我哋喺个社会嘅楼梯度，我哋唔系话要爬到好高好高。
Striving to the elitist status, that's not for the Christian.
我做基督徒嘅唔系话喺个社会入边，我哋要爬到最高最高嘅地位。
Yet we gravitate to the beautiful. We love the sleek. We're enamored with glamour in this world.
系我哋系但反而我哋系追求。我们是要追求那个靓、那个荣美，但是那个不是我们所要追求的。
We like that. We like nice things.
是我们作为人的，我们很喜欢有很靓的东
西。That's because we're attracted to glory, beauty.
我们是想追求有名声、有光荣。
And I hope you see that Jesus humbled himself. He left his glory, his glamour behind.
但他自己，耶稣基督，他自己的都是去遮盖了他自己的荣耀。
Will you meditate on that this Christmas season?
所以今天的这个的圣诞节，你会不会一起去思想一样东西呢？
That's the joyful humility of the Christ.
这就是耶稣基督他自己的谦卑。
Jesus' willingness to come unattractive, willing to come ordinary.
这就是耶稣基督他那个无限的这个谦卑，就是说他来到这个世界上，来到好像一个很普通的人一样。
Veiling his radiance and his beauty.
他遮盖了他自己的光荣，他遮盖了自己的荣美。
His life was marked by humiliation, suffering.
而反而他生命当中是充满着一个羞辱和一个受苦。
And his humanity served as a veil, it concealed the splendor of his deity.
就是说他道成一个肉身，他成为一个人，他遮盖了他这个神圣这个样貌。
And what I mean about meditating,Christian meditation is a lot different than what the world says meditation is. Christian meditation is looking at Jesus, treasuring his words, remembering his deeds.
我们自己的默想和这个外作为基督徒的默想和世界上讲的默想不同。我们作为基督徒的默想就是说我们要去思想去想到耶稣基督。
Christian meditation is not a mystical exercise. It's not a trance-like concentration.
我们作为基督徒的默想不是说很特别的需要的训练。
No, Christian meditation, what I mean is you look at Jesus as he's presented in the gospel. And Jesus calls us to himself.
就是我们作为基督徒，我们是默想的时候，我们就是思想耶稣基督在我们生命当中的工作，我们思想究竟在福音里面所说的说话。
He says in Matthew 11:29, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
就是在马太福音第11章29节跟我们说，我心柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。
And he's lowly not because he lacks lordship and can't scale the heights.
不是说我们谦卑柔和，我们说要放低自己，只是。
No, he willingly leaves behind the glamour, the glory, because he's God's gift to us.
只是耶稣基督他自己谦卑他自己。
Because he's the Lord of glory who becomes a servant.
而是谦卑的，将他自己的神圣，而是谦卑的，成为一个仆人来的世上。
And why does he do that? So that you can get his glory.
为什么这么做？ 因为就是说他成为一个仆人，所以能够你，作为人，能够得到这个荣耀。
Will you learn of him this Christmas season?
在这个圣诞节的当中， 你愿不愿意去跟随，去学主耶稣基督呢？
He takes you to the cross.
他带你上这个十架。
And the wisdom he reveals there is the wisdom of God's love that saves sinners like us.
就是说他去 跟随他，去教导我们怎么样去从一个罪中得释放。
And that very godly wisdom gives you rest because we learn. We learn of the Christ who is God and what he has done for us.
就是说我们就要学习，给我们有一个属神这个智慧，就是明白耶稣基督，他是一个完全的人，完全的神，来到这个世界上，钉在十架上，为我们来的罪。
Will you keep learning of the Christ in the path of obedience?
你愿意去谦卑，你愿意去跟随他呢？
That's why the hymn writer writes, keep your eyes upon Jesus, right? Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
所以诗人都去写一首诗歌，去唱诗，就说当仰望主眼耶稣，就说当主眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙赐用。 在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然显为虚空。
I'm out of time. Let me just end with this, just briefly. Matthew, later in his gospel, records for us one of the glimpses of Christ's glory.
而马太福音之后的，马太跟住去讲到耶稣基督他的光荣。
It's Matthew 17. The disciples suddenly engulfed in the glory cloud of God.
之后所讲的第十七章讲的就说，门徒都去到见到一个云彩。
And Matthew 17 is known as the transfiguration of Jesus. He's before Peter and James and John.
就说讲到，如果你熟悉第十七章的讲的就说，在当时耶稣基督他转面，就在彼得的前面，在山上面。
And they've been brought there by Jesus on a mountaintop.
就耶稣基督带他们上去这个山上面。
And disciples hear the voice of God the Father.
门徒听到神天父的说话。
And that voice declares to them that Jesus is my beloved Son.
而天父的说话就讲得很清楚，就说这个耶稣就是我的儿子。
And you know what God's words right after that? God says, listen to him.
天父跟他们班门徒说什么？ 你们要听他的说话。
And if those of you are familiar with that scene in Matthew 17 at the end, at the sound of God's audible voice, what happens? What happens to the disciples as they hear the booming voice of God?
如果熟悉圣经的时候，你听到怎么？就当这些门徒他听到天父所讲的说话的时候，他们什么反应呢？
They're groveling on the ground, quaking. They're quaking and quivering on the ground.
就说这些门徒跌在地下，他们跪在地下，趴在地下。
And Jesus comes and touches them and says, get up.
而当时怎么样? 耶稣叫他们，你们起身。
Don't be afraid.
跟他们起身说， 你们不需要去惊。
You see, he's the king. And they rise before the king.
就说他们起身， 他们就说在这个神耶稣基督的面前， 他们起身。
And as that scene closes, they lift their eyes up and the glory departs.
就说当他们起身的时候，他们望一望上面，就说那时候那些云彩就走了。
That's what we want. But not just a glimpse. We want to see God face to face. If you're a Christian, that's the delight. That's the unspeakable joy that you want.
这就是我们的盼望,我们的喜乐,就是有一天我们能够面对面的见到神。
But we can't have it yet because of our sinful nature. It's still here.
但因为我们罪的当中的缘故,我们暂时仍然不能够去直接见到神。
Because of that sinful nature, we're going to be groveling, quivering on the ground before God.
因为如果是现在发生的时候,我们仍然都要跪在地上,我们不能够直接望到神。
But that's why there's Christmas. The hope for the beatific vision. The Christian wants to see God face to face.
我做基督徒的,我想直接的去见到神。
And when you keep your eyes on Jesus until that day,
但是就是这个圣诞,给我们一个盼望,我们能够有一天的去见到他。
You'll know that your suffering will end. It will end when Jesus comes back.
就说当耶稣再一次回来的时候,我们就明白,我们心中的痛苦,我们的受苦,最终是会完结。
Father, we thank you.
主啊,我们去感谢你。
We thank you for your comfort of your word.
我们多谢你给我们的安慰的话语。
Despite the present suffering that we're going through,
无论我们生命当中经过多少的痛苦,
Christmas gives us the hope that we long for.
就说圣诞节给我们得到我们的盼望。
One day, there'll be no more sin.
终有一天会再没罪。
No more suffering.
再没有痛苦。
Jesus has conquered sin, death, and hell for us.
耶稣基督已经是战胜了这个死亡,战胜了这个罪。
Help us, Lord. Strengthen us to battle our unbelief.
主要求你帮助我们,给我们力量去打这场仗。
To trust you and learn from you more and more as we go to the table.
去来这个圣桌前面之前,我们更加的是给我们有一个力量。
Because you will carry us through this wilderness place that we're in.
给我们在这个荒凉的地方得到一个力量。
And you'll give us the strength today to persevere.
求你给我们去有一个力量去坚持。
And you'll bring us home with you.
终有一天将我们带去天家。
We thank you and ask for your help now to believe.
主啊,我们感谢你的话语。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我这样祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。